Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, y'all ready for the impossible sound at 6:10? This is the impossible sound.
Yes.
Which, you know what? We've had one person ever guess our impossible sound. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Here it is this morning. What is that? What do you think that is?
Sounds like someone scraping plastic.
That sounds like some kind of a seat you sit in and it's like squeaking.
Like a
swing or something maybe?
Yeah, yeah. Like you're sitting in a seat and you're kind of like going side to side to adjust it. But don't worry, folks, that's not it because we'd never make it that easy.
No.
This is the impossible sound at 6:10. And we're ready for you to guess what that is. 800-992-1099. We have had one person in impossible sound history get it. Maybe you could be the second. Call us. Text us now. Impossible sound. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. This is like a brain. This is cardio for the brain. You hear the sound, you try to guess what it is, okay? It's brain cardio. Okay. You ever done brain cardio before?
I didn't sign up for cardio.
This is brain cardio. All right, here is the sound, and we're trying to figure out what this is. Got a lot of great guesses on text and people calling in. This is more than brain cardio. That almost hurts a little bit, but it almost is like, I don't know. It kind of hurts a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a very high-pitched squeaking sound, so that's never good.
Let's talk to Christina. What do you think, Christina?
Hi, is it a trampoline?
Not a trampoline. That is good, though.
Oh, that is a good idea. The springs on the side.
Yeah, those old school ones that you used to buy at like Walmart, Kmart back in the day. Mm-hmm. And they were only like six inches off the ground. Leave them outside, they get all rusty.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not it, but thank you for taking us down memory lane.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, Christina, have a great day.
You too.
Sandy, what's going on, Sandy?
Nothing, just going to work.
Sandy, I love your energy this morning. I need like half of that.
Is that coffee-propelled energy or is this natural?
I don't know what it is. I'm just going to get up and go to work, so you got to get with it.
All right, this is get with it.
I like it.
All right, what do you think that impossible sound is?
Sounds like a squealing pig.
Squealing pig.
It does kind of sound like that.
Yeah, not that, though. Not that, but thank you.
Oh, okay, thanks. Have a great one.
Have a great day. Keep that energy up. You make us feel good.
Thank you. Take care.
We got to bottle Sandy up and see what Sandy's got going on. All right, so here is the sound, and here is the answer. Very strange. This is the birth of two rare pandas at a Germany zoo.
What?
That's what pandas sound like when they give birth.
What?
Yeah.
I'm listening to a birthing panda right now.
Did you hear?
It's the newborn. It's the newborns. It's not the panda.
Oh, yeah, but it's the babies.
It's the babies.
Oh, it's the babies crying. I thought it was the mom.
That'd be interesting.
That's what I thought. I mean, it was the impossible sound, so it wouldn't surprise me.
It might be what the mom's thinking. It's funny, though, because Melanie, you said, what? And Buck went, what? That's why it's the impossible sound. It's like you can't believe it when you hear what it is.
I don't know any of these.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
It's impossible. You're not supposed to.
Well, I mean, when's the last time you heard a panda in Germany giving birth?
A couple hours ago, Melanie, actually.
It gets up early and does weird things online.
What you do in your own time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is this morning's impossible sound. 99.5
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, so this is called the Gulf Coast Jam. It was Saturday night, Panama City. Jason Aldean was headlining at this performance. That's awesome. Panama City and Jason Aldean's coming to your town?
Yeah.
Kidding me? That's awesome. 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Well, Jason Aldean, he wasn't feeling well all day. And as the day was going on, apparently they called doctors in. They're like, Jason, what do we got to do? We got to get you on stage. Well, at the last minute, the doctors are like, no go, no Aldean. It's canceled.
Shut it down.
This becomes a news story in Panama City, okay? So here's the news story. Here's the initial clip of when they were actually interviewing people who were there and obviously disappointed.
He was the reason that I came to the festival, and then he's not playing again, so I'm very disappointed.
I'm a little upset. after Jason Aldean's headlining performance at Gulf Coast Jam was canceled on Saturday night due to a stomach virus. Executive producer Rendy Lovelady came on stage to address the crowd.
He's been throwing up. We've had the...
Wait a minute.
Good
now,
grief.
Here's, here's the executive producer of the entire show. He walks out on stage. You got a bunch of thirsty Jason Aldean fans, and this is what he kicks it off with?
He's been throwing up.
He's been throwing up.
I just can't believe it. He continues on.
He's been throwing up. We've had the doctors here all day, and he's been extremely sick.
His tour manager came to me and said, we tried. I mean, this is we literally found out literally minutes before we announced to the stage that that he was going to have to cancel. And I truly am sorry if people are upset, but the reality is it was out of our hands. It's out of Jason's hands.
All right, so there you go. So then the conspiracy theories start flying around. This past weekend was obviously the kickoff to college football. So people on Instagram were like, Jason Aldean just wanted to watch college football. He didn't even want to come out and sing for us. So then that started taking off. Well, he's a huge college football fan.
Oh, no.
He loves Georgia, right?
Yeah, Georgia Bulldogs
right.
is his team. Yeah.
And he always tweets about college football in the season. Like, he's been tweeting about how much he's missed in the last month. Like, he's been doing a countdown to the kickoff. So then he's like, I can't go play, but college football's on the first week. So people are like, he's just watching football. He don't want to play.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, then you got the tour guy out there or the producer of the show going, he's throwing
up.
Everyone's sideways about it. But people did go back and check. His wife had been sick the week before, but that was not on Instagram.
Brittany Aldean, yeah.
And then apparently, I think his son had been sick as well.
Yeah.
So
it was a family bug going around.
They're just spreading it around. Yeah. But it's just funny how things get started. Then you get the one dude out there going, he's throwing up on stage. Could you listen? You're Jason Aldean. You're not, you know, some guy that's just open. You know, you're Jason Aldean.
Superstar.
One of the biggest superstars of country music.
Oh, yeah.
And when you have to cancel a show, some hill jack goes out there, grabs the mic, and goes, he's throwing up.
I love it.
We need a hill jack for our show.
To announce something?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be, yeah. Like when someone's sick or something?
Well, usually it's just, oh, due to unforeseen circumstances, Jason Aldean will not be able to make the show.
That's it.
We apologize. We'll refund tickets, whatever.
Yeah, that's
but
it.
But instead, this guy goes out there, he's been throwing up.
He's throwing up.
Are there no HIPAA laws that protect Jason Aldean's health and privacy?
That's a good point.
Yeah, are there no HIPAA laws? He's throwing up. Oh, man.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right. If anybody's looking for a spirit animal, I think I got the guy. So this guy's sitting in his neighborhood bar, right? Just like usual every day. This is what he does, okay?
It sounds like your spirit animal.
Yeah. Well, and somebody walks in and robs the place.
Uh-oh.
All right. And points a gun at this guy. Tells him to get on the floor. And this guy's like, you know what? I'm not going to be bullied. I'm not. This is my neighborhood bar. These are my friends. These are my people. I love this bar. I love the owners.
That's what you call liquid courage right there.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, yeah, but listen and tell a story.
Not another punk trying to pull a punk move. I'm so tired of people who think that they can control people because they want to muscle their way in with firearms or bad attitudes or, you know, some kind of aggression. I just had a really good feeling that he wasn't out to harm anybody. He just wanted drug money. But it's probably not in your best interest if they have a loaded firearm. I wouldn't suggest that to just anybody.
Would you do it differently?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
I give him credit. He just said, you know, the guy walked in and he said he was kind of shaken. And he was just like, you know, and he's like, you know, my man, you came to the wrong place. Just go away. Guy left without anything.
This is like from a movie.
Right.
He's just had enough in life. He's like, you know what? Nah, you ain't gonna do it, boy.
Well, halfway through the news interview, I thought maybe he was just too tired to get on the floor because he sounded tired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was like, I was just too tired. Then I was thinking back in the movie. Remember the movie Tombstone?
Ooh, yeah.
Man, that was awesome. And when Doc
Collins. What is it called?
Tombstone.
Oh.
You never saw it?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
One of the greatest ever.
Come on.
I haven't.
This weekend, or you can't come back to the show.
Ooh,
have
good
to
one.
See it.
Good
yeah.
One.
Homework, okay. Homework, homework. But it'd be like when somebody's messing with Doc Holliday, and he was just like, not gonna put up with it. So.
The movie stars Doc Holliday.
Oh, that's Val Kilmer, by the way.
It's based on a real character in real history.
It's a history film.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It should be required viewing in schools.
Ooh, I agree with that.
It's the term, I'll be your Huckleberry.
Yep.
Ooh, yes.
wow, this movie sounds great.
It is.
It's awesome.
It's just funny because you guys all know the movie. So to you, it sounds awesome. But to me, you're telling me, oh, it's the movie with the quote, I'll be your Huckleberry. And then the movie's called Tombstone. And then there's some guy in a bar. And then there's a Doc Holliday. That, it just sounds a little
sounds
weird.
Like the movie. That was the movie.
Kurt Russell's Wyatt Earp. I
oh,
mean,
yeah.
My,
Kurt Russell. Wild,
maybe
Wyatt
his
Earp.
Best role ever.
Have you ever heard of Wyatt Earp?
Wired what?
Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt Earp.
We apologize for what just happened.
I don't know what's going on. Bye. I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. I don't know any
so
of
do
this
we.
Stuff.
Yeah. So I do we. Old. Yeah. All right. Feel free to text us your thoughts on Melanie, not knowing who Wyatt Earp is, Doc Holliday, or the movie Earp. Tombstone. 800-992-1099. Don't worry, folks. We'll get this all cleaned up. We'll get this all cleared up. We'll get back on track. It's QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Hey, y'all ready to do this again? Let's do it again. September the 13th. That is a Friday. Friday the 13th. Chris Young, Chris Jansen, and Low Cash. I was on Instagram last night, and I was promoting this contest we're doing all week at 7:40. Talking about Low Cash, you know, those guys live here now.
Yes.
They are not scared to throw a party. So Friday the 13th, Low Cash in their hometown.
And we don't even have a hurricane coming this time. Just imagine.
Hopefully, please don't say anything. There's
knock on wood.
Please don't say that. Please.
Dude, our tailgates have been getting wild.
Tailgates.
Just us going out.
Next level tailgates. Mark. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Those cups. And last week, you know what's weird? I felt like, too, with FGL, because of the hurricane, I feel like people have that, like, what is that called? It's like, it's not like end-of-life syndrome, but it's like...
It's like a stress anxiety in the back of your head where you're just, like, kind of stressing, but you're not.
Because we were expecting the storm, and I feel like people were like, it's so much stress and anxiety, so just... Like, pop the balloon now at the FGL concert. You know what I mean? Like, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Let's just have fun now.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that going on out there. It was a lot of fun.
I always love seeing people, too. It starts raining, and it's as if it's not even raining at all.
It
everybody
starts raining,
just continues
but it never
doing
starts.
What they were doing before, except now they're jumping in puddles and just having fun out in the lawn. Dan and Shay, they were shouting them out because everyone was just soaked back there, but they were having the time of their lives.
Yeah. All right, so we got to get back at it again. Start stretching out, y'all. That's Friday the 13th, just a little over a week away. We're back at it. Chris Young, Chris Jansen, Low Cash. We got tickets coming up at 7:40. We'll have those tickets all week, 7:40. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
All right, Chris Young, Chris Jansen, Low Cash. Tickets at 7:40. Coming up, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, so new feature on the show. We mistakenly started this last week. It's called In or Out. Are you in or out? And I thought of a bunch of scenarios last night. I just want to throw one out here. All right,
okay.
We'll go around the room, but then y'all listening, you got to text us if you would be in or out on this scenario. Now, this is a soft scenario. We're just starting this. This is a soft scenario. As weeks go on, they'll get like, this is good. It'll be like you just need some time to think about it. You know what I mean? All right, so this is today's scenario. Are you in or are you out?
Okay.
Chick-fil-A comes to you, okay? And Chick-fil-A says, we're going to give you a franchise. For free. Okay. It's your franchise. You own it for life.
So far, my brain is like in.
Right. Okay, but you can pass this down when you move on. Like, this is your family's Chick-fil-A, okay?
Okay.
But here's the deal. In order, because you're getting it for free, you have to work 7 days a week. And I know Chick-fil-A isn't open 7 days a week.
I was going to say.
But you have to still be there on Sundays doing book work, cleaning and everything for 20 years, 7 days a week. But you are given the Chick-fil-A for free. In or out. Free Chick-fil-A, but for the next 20 years, you have to work 7 days a week.
Just no days off? I mean, how long are these days?
I don't know that I could be any clearer in the terms. So you'll be this working
full time, 7 days a week.
We're the owner of the Chick-fil-A?
You are the owner of the Chick-fil-A. So this is your
you
this
get
is
to
your,
own the franchise.
Your sole proprietor. Yes. This
if
is
the
you.
Store does good, if it does, you know, $10 million, that's our money.
it's your store. They've given it to you for free. Because a lot of times to get something like that, you got to pay all these upfront fees and this and that. No, they're given to you for free. You don't have to go through the application process.
20 years.
Kevin, I will start with you.
I'm in. 100% in.
Kevin, ladies and gentlemen, a quick in. Melanie.
I'm saying, oh, this is so hard.
How much, think about it, how much money you'll have. And you'll only be, because you're in your early 30s, you'll be in your early 50s.
Think of all the free time you won't have to spend it.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is I'm not going to have a lot. I mean, I'm planning on having kids and all this stuff in 7 days
a week.
In 20
years, you'll be about 50. You will have the second half of your entire life to enjoy all
but
that.
But I have other dreams besides owning a Chick-fil-A.
Listen, this is called in or out. You're not. I don't want to put you in a corner where there's no door to get out of. You can take the door out. I'll give you a second. Buck, in or out?
So, when I analyzed what you said, I realized there is a great thing about this that you did not mention. First of all, I am in. And because you did not say how long I have to stay there every day,
These are normal.
See, you guys, it's normal business hours.
I'm going in for one minute every day.
You can't do it. It's 8 hours a day minimum.
Okay, 5 minutes.
So for 20 years, you can't take a single vacation.
No. This is interrupt. You're getting a free Chick-fil-A.
I don't think anyone can do it. Kevin saw the value. 20 years, I just don't think you can do it.
Why was Kevin able to see the value
in
this?
You're going to be a multi-millionaire.
And so are your kids if you run this right.
100%.
Because you can pass this down.
Am I allowed to say in, but then after like 5 years, Lord sell have it mercy. For double?
No, you can.
Exactly.
I have a feeling you're out. Just with all this. I am also out.
All right, well, more money for Kevin then.
That's right.
I'm out as well. Yeah.
You're out as well.
I'm out. My dream is not, don't get me wrong, Chick-fil-A is amazing.
Yeah.
But my dream is not to work 20 years straight and own Chick-fil-A. That's not the goal.
Yeah, no vacations is what did it for me.
For 20 years.
Fair enough. Well, there's one really smart person in the room, and then three people who just can't seem to not understand that we won't be able to watch football for 20 years on Sundays. It's a little depressing. All right, would you be in or out? Y'all listening, 800-992-1099. Did I mention you get free Chick-fil-A food because you own it?
That's right.
I don't know if that...
Wait, I'm still out.
You have 3 seconds to change your mind.
I'll buy my waffle fries.
Still out. There it is. In or out, it's QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
In or out? New feature, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So today's in or out, we give you a scenario, and you just got to decide, are you in or out on this scenario? And today's is Chick-fil-A is going to give you a free franchise. This is your own restaurant for life.
Mm-hmm.
You can pass this thing down to your kids. They can pass it to grandkids. I mean, this is yours for life.
It's yours, yep.
The deal is, though.
Hypothetically.
Wait, you eat free, right?
Free.
Woo!
But. For the first 20 years, you got to work 7 days a week. 7 days a week. I realize Chick-fil-A isn't open on Sundays, but that's part of kind of the sacrifice is that it will be open for you on Sundays because you still got to go in and work. Bookkeeping, got to mop, it's just
and
a lot
we're
of
we're talking full days because we already tried that.
Oh, yeah.
We already said, okay, we can go in for 5 minutes on one day and then the next for a minute.
But for y'all Melanie and Bucks out there, they're like, yeah, we'll go and clock in for 5 minutes and leave. No, we're not shortcutting this thing. You're getting a free Chick-fil-A. Let's talk to Jose. What do you think, Jose?
I am in. I'm only in because they don't work on Sundays. You guys forgot to say that.
We did say it, but here's the deal. Because we're adding to this. Because, of course, that would be a great deal, right? You don't have to work. But you've got to go in. You got to do, like, the bookkeeping work. You got to clean.
Mopping.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
20 million. Sign me up. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Jose, we're also adding an eighth day to the week that you'll also be there.
Stop.
Jose's like, let's do it. Sign me up. Thank you, Jose. I don't think Jose was out. We could just keep adding terms and Jose's in.
Yeah.
Good job, Jose. You're in. We went around the room. I was a no. Just don't want to miss out on my kids for the next 20 years. Here's the thing. You'll look up, and all of my kids will be gone from the house. All of them will be gone. My dogs won't be around anymore.
This is so sad when you say it like this.
An empty nester.
My wife will probably be gone. You know? Like, everyone will be gone. So, I don't know. I just...
Mark, your wife will still be there, okay? And you'll be surrounded by Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
How will I know if she's there? I won't be home for 20 years. I might go home and she may have another husband. I won't even know. Because it'll be 20 years. I don't know.
She's going to marry the guy from Popeyes.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, we got a text from your wife. It says, wait a second, Mark is back in. Mark is back in.
All right, so thank you for that. Appreciate it, Melissa. I'll be home soon. Kevin was the only one that was in. Buck wasn't out, although Buck was doing a lot of self-negotiation. And Melanie was out, too. Although Melanie's in the best circumstance for this. I mean, about to get married. This could, you guys financially would be set. This would be great.
Yes, but I'm missing out on the next 20 years of starting a family, spending time with them, going on vacations. You told me for 20 years I cannot go on a vacation.
How good were those 20 years going to be anyway? Come on.
Well, I'm hoping that they're pretty great. Jeez.
They're going to be great. You're going to be telling everybody my pleasure and please and thank you.
Ooh, yeah.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Just hook your fiance up with a little part-time job there.
He could be out at the drive-through board, which they don't even... This is how much money they have for Chick-fil-A. They build drive-through boards and don't even use them. They just pay someone to stand in front of it with an iPad and take the
That's
order.
That's so true.
That's crazy. We're going to build this thing and never use it.
Yeah. It's like awesome. The franchise told us we just had to have this thing, but we use iPads here.
It's a backdrop for when you take video when you go in order. That's all that is. It's like the green screen, but it's the chicken screen.
Exactly.
They just stand in front of it. It's great.
We use chicken screens now, Grandpa.
All right. In or out, 800-992-1099. Would you be in or would you be out? Your texts are great, by the way. Good reasoning and negotiations going on. Chris Young, we've got his tickets in 10 minutes. 99.5 QIQ.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
By the way, y'all's texts are... revolutionary. Your text messages are revolutionary coming into us right now. 800-992-1099. We're playing In or Out on Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And the In or Out scenario was, so you get this free Chick-fil-A franchise. Okay, give it to you for free. It's yours for life.
Mm-hmm.
But for the next 20 years, you got to work 7 days a week. Even though Chick-fil-A is not open 7 days, yours is.
Full
you get
days.
A free one. Yeah. So In or out, we've had some great responses. I would say 70% of people have been in. One guy said he's out. He can't watch football. He's not doing it. But we've had some really, really kind ones. One woman wrote, I'm 45 years old. I've had a great life. I would work the next 20 years so my kids can have a great life. I think that's awesome. So really, really good text coming in on In or out. Also, to update my Twitter. Now, I threw this out there because we're about to give away Chris Young tickets with Chris Jansen and Low Cash. Now, Low Cash now live in the area.
Yep.
So I retweeted the tweet that Melanie sent out saying, hey, we're about to give these tickets away. And I said, none of the guys playing on this show are awake right now, but we're still going to give the tickets away at 7:40. Low Cash, 2 minutes later, boom, they just responded, we're awake, let's do it.
That's
now,
awesome.
Is it really them or not?
It's definitely them.
Yeah, they've just been up all night.
So that's what I wrote back. I was like, oh, you're up. I was like, but you're still awake, though,
you're
right?
Still up.
We'll see when we get back. So it's going to be a great show. I think Low Cash, one of the best like country music party bands out there. Dude, when they get on stage, there's something electric about those guys.
Agreed.
They just don't play by the rules. And I love it. I mean, they just do their thing. They're not trying to...
Don't you think they bring next level to, like, they bring it to the next level because they know so many people in the area? Like, when you're in the place that you live, you have to really bring it because your buddies are in the crowd, your family's watching you.
I think so. And you guys out of mid-Florida have just been next level this year. We were all out there Friday, FGL, Dan and Shay, and Buck, you put together this awesome video. We were trolling around the tailgates, and we're gonna unleash this video here in a couple hours. We'll tag Low Cash, let them know what they're in for. So,
man, I'm only disappointed because I didn't get great footage of Morgan Wallen's mullet. Like, I wanted a slow motion of him, like, running his fingers through it.
A waving mullet.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, a waving mullet in the air, kind of a glistening waving mullet. Yeah, that's... You
like a rock video, we needed a fan.
Yeah.
What's that commercial where they put the hair in and their hair's, like, they're going crazy on the hair? Like,
oh, I don't know.
They're like, it's like a dry shampoo hair, and the lady's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And the hair's glistening.
Like Herbal Essence.
Yeah, I think
that's
what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you wanted of Morgan Wallen?
Yeah, or some LA looks, you know.
Oh man, that's terrible. LA looks, that's terrible. All right, so we got the tickets now. We're playing Mark and Melanie's World Famous.
LA looks, his hair wouldn't move at all. It would be like a Ken doll.
It'd be a concrete mullet.
I mean, nothing's blowing.
You'd need a jackhammer to get into that thing.
Seriously.
All right, so we're playing now. Callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099. Chris Young, Chris Jansen, Low Cash. Man, what a lineup for a Friday the 13th show. Country music. It's going to be a beautiful night. I don't even know if it is on September 13th, so far away, but we're just going to say it's a beautiful night.
Yes.
We're ready to go. Angie and Stacey are playing Mark and Melanie's World Famous Name Game. Angie, you were the ninth caller. You got in first, so you're going to kick things off. We're going to give you a category. You have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Stacey, you'll have 5 seconds to respond. Then you guys will just go back and forth until the first person runs out of names. Make sure you don't repeat anything you say or anything anyone else says. All right, let's put 5 seconds on the clock. In honor of the Bucks. Man, I don't agree with this at all. The Buccaneers just voted ugliest uniforms?
So they're in the top 10. They came in at number 6 for the NFL's ugliest uniforms in history, by the way.
Bummer.
So this is old uniforms, current uniforms. Their current uniforms are rated amongst the ugliest.
In honor of that, the category is, Angie, name places where people wear uniforms go.
Doctor's office. Military. Wawa. Vet's office. Burger King. Baseball team. McDonald's. Softball team. Publix. Boat captain. Charter school. Stripper. Taco Bell. Parties. Shoot. Wendy's. Red Lobster. Hospital. Popeyes. KFC. Chick-fil-A. Oh, Lord. Home Depot. Beef O'Grady's. Lowe's. Home Depot.
Oh, it has already been said.
Oh.
Home Depot was a repeat. Angie, congratulations. Chris
Thank
Young,
you.
Chris Jansen, Low Cash, Friday, September the 13th. You are there because you know where people wear uniforms.
Yay.
Angie, thank great you. Work. Congratulations.
And Stacey, thanks for
thank
playing.
You. Thank you.
All right, these ladies killed it.
They
like,
really did.
Here's the thing. One of them said strip club and then Taco Bell, and I'm like, well, that is the order. You go, and then about 3 or 4 in the morning, you got to go and get the fifth meal, right?
Yeah.
Or the fourth meal or whatever it is. I'm out of, I was just going to name football teams, honestly, or baseball teams.
Oh, that would have been a good
idea.
I was thinking Catholic school, you know, where you wear uniforms.
Oh, all right.
And then that was it. And then I was out.
Okay.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
I hope Dirks' days get better than yesterday. 99.5 QIK. Old Dirks was fishing in Arizona, Colorado, and he didn't have a fishing license. He got a ticket.
Got him.
Best part, too, is the wildlife police officer's like, you're Dirks Bentley. And he's like, yeah. He's like, can I get a picture? And Dirks is like, yeah. And he's like, cool, here's your ticket. Didn't even let him off.
Nope. Love
it. Dirks is so cool, though. Hey, so what do you have like kids that are real competitive with each other and what are they competitive about? 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So I taught my two oldest to play chess, Tyler and Charlie. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I taught them to play chess, which has been really fun watching their battles go down. They're having like some classic battles to the point now.
Exciting.
Yeah. Well, stop making fun of me.
I'm being serious.
No, you're not. Videos
how
of this?
Can you, how can you be serious when you're laughing at it when you're saying it? There's, I mean.
I'm just impressed that they know how to play chess and that you taught them whole thing.
I'm proud of them because, you know, I'm proud of them. They really like it. So it's to the point now, though, it's so competitive that we can't play at home anymore. It gets too crazy. So we go to this place out on the beach. It's called Gypsy Souls. Great little coffee place on Gulf Boulevard.
Oh, cute.
But they've got these huge chess boards, like the big pieces and everything. So it's fun. I go sit there and watch them.
Like at Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel.
The big checkers. I know that, Kevin.
Thank you.
So quick.
Kevin, big difference.
Kevin, there is a massive difference. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, but I'm saying the giant pieces. I've never seen the giant chess one, but that's what it's like.
Okay. So they have these battles. It's great, but they're getting really competitive to the point where I don't know if it's a great idea anymore, you know, because someone's about to cry. Someone is gloating. I mean, it's just getting crazy. No. So I'm like, my brother and I, my little brother, we were really competitive with football. Like, who could throw the football the furthest, who could tackle the hardest, who could run. You know what I mean? So I'm just like...
Yeah, I think it's normal to have a little competitive streak amongst siblings.
Right, but it's just everything's different. Like, what, you had all brothers, so...
Well, I had three older brothers and a younger sister.
Right, but your older brothers, so, like, were you guys competitive about something in particular that maybe got a little next level, or did they protect you?
No, they just bullied me my whole life.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
They made you tough, though.
Sure. Way to look at it glass half full.
I'm the resident optimist. I mean, I'm teaching kids chess, and I'm talking you off the ledge. I'm just trying to...
There was no competing because I wasn't included. It was, I just tried to kind of tag along and do all the things that they were doing. And, yeah.
That's what I would have done if I had a younger sister. I would have been like, just stay here. I'll handle it. Just don't worry about it.
That's what they would do.
That's what I have. I had a younger sister, too. I just... No.
Ignored her?
No. Yeah, ignore.
Oh, man.
You can't even play.
Kevin?
My sister was like 3.5 years younger than me, so we never really competed at anything.
Like
so.
Not even the book club or something?
No, we were just so different in ages. We never really had a competition between the two of us.
Does she like, you love books. Does she like books?
Not that I'm aware of, although I'm extreme. So, but I don't think
he's
to the
an
way,
extreme book reader.
I am.
So, I've never heard the book club and extreme like used
it's
in the same sentence.
2019, extreme book reading is the new thing.
Dude, that could be a show.
Extreme book reading?
Could be a show.
I'm not watching that.
No?
Thanks, Buck.
Well, it's not. No, you have to. You read about it. You don't watch it. That's the difference.
It's all subtitles.
It's all subtitles. You read it. There's no. It's 2019, like you said. All right, ultra competitive siblings. Maybe it was you and your siblings, or maybe your kids are doing something ultra competitive. Text us, 800-992-1099. Now I'm trying to think of what I do for the next group of kids. Like, what are they going to be competitive about? Can't be chess. Got to be something different.
Speed reading, hello.
No, that's, I want to go something a little like, you know, I want to up it a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Up it a little bit. Maybe like hang gliding or something. You know,
I'm sure your wife will be thrilled about that idea.
Maybe base jumping, you know, it's like, yeah, base jumping, just something a little more, you know what I mean? A little more adrenaline involved.
Oh, okay.
All right. 800-992-1099. Sibling rivalries. What do they battle at? Kevin, I like this extreme book reading thing. You might be onto something here, man. Try to work that out.
My eyes hurt already.
Yeah. Sibling rivalry. What do you rival and battle brothers and sisters over? What have you inspired your kids to battle over? Maybe you didn't even mean it. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. I taught Tyler and Charlie chess, the two oldest ones. So Tyler, he's 12, and Charlie, she's 8. And they're really, they have these unbelievable battles. And then they'll have to come to me. You know, I'm like the referee when they argue about, like, hey, that horse can't move like that. Or that rook moves this way, not that way. And I'm going, oh, man. They start fighting with each other.
Flag on the play.
Chess battle. Yeah. Oh, that's good. I'm going to start doing that. Throwing yellow flags.
You should. You should go in there dressed as a ref, too.
Ooh, I like it.
I'm going to tell them no more chess games, matches, but they have to wear football helmets if they're going to play.
Just and then if they argue, they just have to
tackle each other.
Yeah. That sounds healthy.
Tackle chess.
Hey, it might be a
contact
new thing.
Contact chess.
Dude, that's a thing now, isn't it? We'll call it Chackle. Chess and Tackle.
Shackle?
Tackle.
You going to play a game of Chackle? Let's go play some Chackle.
Oh, my.
You're doing too much.
Talk to me. Well, you didn't even try it yet. What is wrong with you? You're so negative about our new ideas.
I'm so negative about it.
Chackle's got something.
Chackle, okay.
Come across the table and tackle the guy? Chackle. All right, let's talk to Michelle. About rivalries with your kids.
I have two daughters. You want to talk about rivalries? One's almost 14, one's 16. We have a competition of if one gets an extra French fry at dinner. So,
are you serious? Is that bad?
Boy, Melanie just sparked up. She's like, this is my kind of rivalry.
Mm-hmm. That French fry's all mine.
Yeah, and I don't ensue. I just am like, no, no, no. The older one always wants me to tell her who's the favorite. She knows she's the favorite. Can you just say that I'm the favorite? I'm like, I don't have a favorite. Oh. I don't have a favorite.
I think the obvious one, though, who's a favorite is whoever gets the most French fries, right?
That's, I'm thinking so.
That's pretty easy.
Whoever gives me the French fries.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's a favorite. That'd be a pain, too, because, you know, McDonald's, the way their fries are, none of them are the same size. Some places, they're all the same size. Burger King has the same size fries. McDonald's, oh, man, because you can get more fries, mm-hmm. but there'd be a lot of the small ones.
You have to separate by weight.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Get a scale.
Boy, parenting. And Melanie, parenting is hard.
I know.
You've got to separate the fries by length
yes,
and weight.
Do.
I can't even wait.
Pretty good. Quick text from the 727. My kids battle each other using Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Awesome.
Jeez.
That's great.
We found our first shackle contestants.
Okay. You're recruiting now?
Yeah.
All right.
In a few years, there's going to be fantasy shackle where you actually, there'll be fantasy shackle drafts.
Mark, you should start a competition where the kids, like, who can rake the yard the fastest?
Yes, those are my kind of competitions.
Who can do the dishes mm-hmm. the cleanest?
Who can wash mom's car faster?
That's for old people. I can't get the kids inspired to go rake a yard.
Well, then you're not doing it right.
Well, you're probably right about that.
There's got to be a prize involved here.
Like the fries.
There you go.
Fry competitions. Great. I'll be out there measuring and weighing my fries. And
you missed one. Guess you're not getting the waffle fries.
Nope.
Penalty. One waffle fry. All right. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Y'all ready for the pumpkin spice craze? Y'all ready for this?
Yes.
Because September has arrived. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right. So Krispy Kreme. This is really great. I mean, I think this is a great idea. Krispy Kreme, so they're actually offering you kind of an insurance, like a protection policy on pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice protection plan.
So how did they come up with this, though? Because it's almost for the people who don't like pumpkin spice.
Well, I think it's if you go and you get something, you decide to try a pumpkin-flavored item
right.
at another place that's not Krispy Kreme, and you are not entirely satisfied with it, instead of going through the line again at wherever you are, you can take it to Krispy Kreme, and they will trade you out for something that's pumpkin spice that they offer.
So they're saying that they have the best pumpkin spice.
Yes.
So it's like an open-ended insurance policy from Krispy Kreme, which is great.
It sounds like you're going to be late to work is what it sounds like.
Do they take the old one, or do you get to keep the old one?
I think they got to take
it. Yeah, they trade it.
They trade it, yeah.
You're upgrading.
Barter system. Here's the promo.
Sometimes passion for pumpkin spice can go way too far. Pumpkin spice pasta, anyone? Pumpkin spice beard oil? Bad pumpkin spice products shouldn't happen to good people. That's why we created Krispy Kreme Pumpkin Spice Protection. If you bought some pumpkin spice product gone wrong, just bring it in and we'll make it right with a free pumpkin spice original glazed or the new pumpkin spice original filled donut. Now that's serious pumpkin spice protection.
Gotta tell you, great job, Krispy Kreme.
It sounds really good.
You get something pumpkin spice from anywhere else, you don't like it, you take it there and you're going to get that pumpkin spice. Boy, that glazed cream, ooh, mm-hmm. sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your insurance policy, everybody. You don't need life insurance anymore. It's Krispy Kreme. you don't even need medical. You don't need dental. You don't need anything. Krispy Kreme's got the pumpkin
spice. I'm sure you need all of that.
Enough donuts and stuff.
Exactly.
You're going to need it.
I don't know, man. This sounds pretty good. So that's Krispy Kreme. Good work.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yep, this Popeye's chicken thing isn't going away anytime soon. So, in Texas, a group of people showed up at a Popeye's drive-thru window, ordered the popular sandwich, but were told they were out because, obviously, supply and demand is a little bit off balance right now. Well, that's not what this group wanted to hear. They pulled out a gun.
Oh.
Not only that, they jumped out of the car window and stormed the restaurant. They threatened the manager, but the manager was able to lock the door before they could get inside. Eventually, the group gave up, hopped in their SUV, drove away. Police investigating the incident, reviewing surveillance. However, this became a big news story, and listen to the comments of some of the witnesses to this crime from the parking lot. Here we go.
That is ridiculous. I don't think that's fair at all.
He could have shot somebody behind a chicken sandwich. Somebody could have lost their life.
I mean, what can you say? Everywhere you go is some type of problem.
Stupid. If they tell you they don't have it, they don't have it. Why are you going to pull a gun on them?
Yeah, a sandwich? That's not cool, man.
They need 100 years. When you do dumb stuff, you need to get some dumb time, man, for real.
Just got to stand up and want to do the right thing. And that obviously was not the right thing.
That one gentleman is right on. If you do dumb stuff, you should get dumb time.
Man, that's the quote right there.
It really is the quote right there. Like I said, police reviewing surveillance, there's not been any arrests made. They're going to have to stop selling this chicken sandwich.
I feel they've like already tried, and no, look what happened.
No, but I'm saying, like, just say it's over and done. It's never coming back. I feel like there's at least one arrest a day in the country because of this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's move on to Wisconsin. Okay, now, this couple, imagine this. They're 28 and 29 years old. They go get a scratcher. They win $500,000 on a scratcher.
Boom.
Unbelievably, the same day they were served an eviction notice at their townhouse. So the scratcher saved their life, changed their life, right? $500,000.
Perfect timing.
Can you just slip the eviction notice back to your landlord? Is that how that works?
That'd be awesome.
I think you just rip it up very slow in front of them. Well, fast forward a couple years. They have just gone on a burglary spree.
No.
Oh, no.
It seems as though they have just blown through all the cash, and Stephanie and Mitchell were arrested. And for the past 2 months, they've been breaking into homes. This is during the day when people were at work, and there's plenty of video from people's doorbell cameras of them kicking doors in and stealing things and running out. So they're both facing charges, home invasion, possession of burglary tools. So just a couple years before you hit that 500K scratcher.
Dang.
And now you're in jail.
Man. What happened?
What happened? Where did it all go wrong?
Mm-hmm. Folks, well, judging off of previous nutbag stories, I'm guessing drugs were most likely involved.
What? No.
I had to go on a limb. Yeah.
All we know is that these are nutbags north of Florida. This is the 49 other states. Florida had no involvement in any of this craziness.
Thank goodness.
Totally normal down here. Everything's fine. And Kane Brown is on. Mark and Melanie. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie. All right, this is crazy, and I say this because I know, Melanie, we sort of made fun of you yesterday because you were on that ABC TV show.
Sort of made fun of me? We did an entire break about it, and then you guys made it into a highlight clip that you posted everywhere on social media.
Yeah, maybe it was a little bigger than I thought it was. Maybe it had some legs, that's for sure. But you're on ABC, you're on their TV show, Morning Blend.
Yeah, the Morning Blend. I was on Monday.
You did a great job.
Thanks. And
it was very nice for them. You know, you're very good on TV. And
thanks.
They were really, really, it was really cool of them to have you out. Well, you're a vegan, and you did a cooking segment with somebody came in, right? And it was barbecue.
Yeah, it was Duffy's Sports Grill, and they brought in burgers, and they were making bacon burgers and stuff.
And you were like, everything's better when it's cooked with bacon, which I know you were playing along for the segment because you don't, you know, you're
what
vegan.
What am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to say? Ewie, I'm vegan. Like, no, I'm going to go along with the segment. It's called being professional.
Oh, yeah. No, and like I said, you did a great job. Like, I don't, you did an awesome job.
Thank you.
Well, there's a story out where this vegan has sued the neighbors because they grill meat in their barbecue. Here's a little clip of the story.
They've put it so you smell fish. All I smell is fish. I can't enjoy my backyard. I can't go out there. It's deliberate. That's what I said to the court. It's deliberate.
If you're having a dispute, the first step is you should go next door and try and sort it out face to face. Because if you don't do it that way, you're going to be up for a world of misery.
Exactly what I wanted from the word go is to live my life in peace and to get on with my life.
All right, well, she's getting on with her life. The court did not see it her way, and the neighbors are allowed to stay and grill meat. She's also allowed to stay and be a vegan. And so that's that.
Yeah, I think that's the right decision as far as the court goes.
Right.
But if those were my neighbors, I would just want to argue with them just because their accent.
Just
yeah. It was deliberate. Oh, was it? Okay. I would just argue with them.
Y'all, it's 2019. 2019 strikes again, where vegans are suing their neighbors for barbecuing meat. So
it's giving us vegans a bad name.
But there you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.